Okay, let's get into Brachas Daf Yud Beis. Brachas Yerushalmi Yud Beis. Again, today's Shiurim and the Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by the Elmans, Dr. Michael and Linda Elman, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Basra B'chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Rabbi Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basra Basra Binyamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. Now we get into Brachas Daf Yud Beis. We will start with the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, as we get into some exciting inyanim that come up on today's daf, as we'll see. So halacha dalet, as we know, the Mishnayos are, and the Gemaras are split up in Yerushalmi. Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon tells us, this is already the second story in Shas Mishnayos. Rabbi Yudan Asi starts us off with two stories in the first parak. Says the Mishnah. What happened? We just spoke about the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, relating to how to say Kriyat Shema, the position to say Kriyat Shema. Beis Shammai, we saw in the last Mishnah, says that u'bishachmecha u'v'kumecha is a description of position, right, and not just time. And Beis Hillel has a different pshat we hold like Beis Hillel. So Rabbi Tarfon says, one time I was going on the way, laid down to read it like Beis Shammai. I was on the road, I was traveling on my animal, I got off, and I laid down, and I put myself in danger. Amrlo, they said to him, they said, it serves you right, right? What are you following Beis Shammai for? You violated Divrei Beis Hillel, and therefore, you didn't have the right, you didn't have that divine protection. You didn't have the divine protection. What do we pass in Halacha L'maisa, by the way, if somebody does like Beis Shammai, so look, we pass going to Rav Rishonim say that we still would be Yotzei. Still would be Yotzei the mitzvah, but again, it's not something that we try to do. We pass in Kol Achad, Korei Kedarka. Chavraya b'shem Reb Yochanan, the colleagues said, the Chaverim said, a week ago or so, the Rambam's proud of Chaver. In the Mishnayos, and Mishnayos Demai, that there's Chibur of Torah. That's why a Talmud Chacham is called a Chaver. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Dodim Divrei Sofrim L'Divrei Torah. Dodim, there is a beloved connection, like Dodi from Shir HaShirim. Dodim Divrei Sofrim L'Divrei Torah. Look in the Pnei Moshe. Krovim Haim L'Divrei Torah. V'chavivin Hain K'Divrei Torah. They are close to, and they are beloved. What does Divrei Sofrim here mean? As we'll see in the next couple of lines, it could mean either Dinim Drabanan, right, Dovin, that's what it pashtus means when the Bavli quotes lines like this. there's a Gemara Maseches Eiruvin, maybe that we'll see soon on Daf Chaf Aleph, where it's clearly talking about Netilas Yadayim. Or it could also mean Torah Shebal Peh. It could also mean Torah Shebal Peh related to Torah Shebechzah. But either way, there is a connection, there is a tziruf, a unity between the Divrei Sofrim and the Divrei Torah. V'chavivim k'divrei Torah. And they are beloved like Divrei Torah. Right? As the Pasuk says, v'chichech k'yein atov. Right? Like the palate is sweet like good wine. K'yein atov. And that's the Torah Shebechzav and the Torah Shebalpeh. Shimon Barva, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, dodim divrei Sofrim l'divrei Torah. Again, similar, dodim to the chavivim yoser mi divrei Torah. In a certain sense, it's even greater. They're even greater, the Torah Shebal Peh. Kitovim dodecha miyayin, like we mentioned, I think, in the last year about the machlokas in Gittin Daf Samach, about Ruba Vechzav, Ruba Al Peh. But this is a machlokas between Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Barva b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. If you look in the Agadas Eliyahu is one of the achronim on the Yerushalmi. Got the name of the person who wrote it, one of the achronim, says he writes there that there is a symbiotic relationship between Torah Shebechzav and Torah Shebalpeh. And he gets into a little Kabbalah. Let me just read a little bit. Hinei Torah Shebechzav and Torah Shebalpeh hin bechina zachar and akeva. It's like a marriage, like a zachar and a nekeva. Torah Shebechzav bechina zachar v'shebalpeh bechina nekeva. V'gam yadua shebetipa zera shebezachar klulim barama chivaram v'shasagidim. The male part of a child, when the child is being formed, there's so much potential in that zera, but it didn't come to fruition yet. It's a closed book. There's a lot of potential until it connects to the nekeva, and then together it's brought out and brought to fruition. So too, the Torah Shebechzav is like zachar. It's like the zera. It's the potential. It's the seed. But there's so much there that's not brought out. and therefore we have to wait. Kaftar shebechsav shi bechinas zocher hamitzvah shebayim bechinas tipa zera klumen b'kolei v'arei v'lad b'koa. Where tefillin? What does tefillin look like? Where tzitzis? Where I put up a mezuzah? We don't know anything about how to perform these mitzvahs. Ad shebat torah shebal peh bechinas nekeva umefarsemes pratei hatefillin. And that's the zachar and the nekeva together. They come together to be able to form the unit to bring out the potential of the Torah. Of the Torah itself. And that's together, again, that's from the Agados Eliyahu. Agados Eliyahu, again, one of the Achronim. Again, we've spoken a lot about Torah Shevachlav and Torah Sheval Pep, but that's what this Gemara says. But then it says even Torah is even greater in a certain sense. How is that greater? Torah Sheval Pep is even greater? And if it's talking about Dinim Drabanan, let's say it's talking about Dinim Drabanan, so there is Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah in two places says the same thing. Rabbeinu Yonah talks about, let's say he quotes this Chazal, as it's understood in the Bavli, meaning dinim derabanan. How does a din derabanan, how is it greater? In a certain sense, a Jew's fulfilling the din derabanan is greater than fulfilling the din d'araisa. Why? Because what does the din derabanan reflect? If I fulfill the din derabanan, let's say the siyag, the gzeira, says Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, on asu siyag la Torah, vasiyagu davar gadol umeshubach, la'asos geder l'mitzvus. A siyag, a fence, is something great to make a fence for the mitzvahs. So that one doesn't slip off of the cliff. If somebody fulfills the siyagim of the Rabbanan, it's a reflection of a greater love and fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki einas yes ha-mitzvah hochacha l'yira. Just doing the mitzvah is not the hochacha. K'mo ha-shomer l'syagim shu nizhar mitchila shalo yavo lidei pshia. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the first parak of Perak Yavos. He also writes this in Shari Tshuva, in Shari Shlishi, Perak Zayin. He also says, Yado ateda ki yiras Hashem yisod ha-mitzvos, mo ha-shem yisrael sho'el me'mach, ki yim l'yiras Hashem alokecha. And when we make a gedder of harchacha, that means we really care about what's inside the field. Right, and that's the reference here. It doesn't mean that inherently the dinim d'rabbanan are greater. Right, we know somebody d'raisa l'chumra, somebody d'rabbanan l'kula. Right, we're not arguing on those principles, but in a certain sense, the fulfilling of the dinim d'rabbanan have that element. We continue. Rebbe Ba Bar Kohen b'shem Rebbe Yehuda ben Pazi teidalacha. I'll prove it to you. Shechaviv and divrei sofrim mi divrei Torah. That divrei sofrim are, in a certain sense, more beloved than divrei Torah. Sharei Rebbe Tarfon. Our Rebbe Tarfon in the story. Ilu lo kara lo haya over al ela ba'ase. If Rebbe Tarfon just skipped Kriya Shema, he wouldn't have said Kriya Shema. Bittul aseh. There's no punishment for a bittul aseh. But the fact that he violated Beis Hillel, Nischayev Misa, Al Shem, Uporiz Gedi Yishchenu Nachash. As we already had earlier, I think Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Amoraim, already said that, and it came true. There is a discussion of a Shita of the Maharsha. The Gemara I just alluded to before, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara there talks about Rabbi Akiva was in jail, and remember that story, and he was brought water every day to do Netilas Yadayim with and to drink with, and one day he only was brought half the amount, and he got very upset that the person who brought him the water brought him half, and really the guard had spilled half of it out, but he uses it for Netilas Yadayim, and he doesn't drink any. So he says, why? He says, how can I violate what my friends say? Chaviven, he quotes this kind of line, right? Chaviven, divrei sofrim. He zar b'divrei sofrim. Yoser mi divrei Torah. Shedivrei, and that's what the Gemara says there. So the Maharsha on that Gemara in Erevin, on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, the Maharsha says, when does this apply, that you're chayiv misa, so to speak, for siyagim, right? Like the lashon of our Gemara. This chayiv misa, that's only by siyagim of averos, that if we would violate them, we would be chayiv misa. It doesn't make sense for the tuffel to be greater than the ikur. If there's a fence for a law that is chayiv misa, so we could expand that and say the siyag is also going to be mechayim misa. V'nira, dahainu b'davar shegazru lasos geder al dvar avira sheish begufa chiyav misa. Aval gazru b'davar sheish bo asei v'lo sasei eino domek over l'gadarim sheichayav misa shelo yei tafel chomer min ha'ikr. And therefore, that's the Marsha, and that's what he says there. The problem is, the Rashash on that Gemara in Irvin says, what about Maseches Brachos? Right, if somebody, what are you talking about? Kriyishma here. Kriyishma is not a chiyav misa. Kriyas Shema, there's no punishment at all. So you got to give an answer. You got to give an answer. You got to figure out what the Marsha would do with our Gemara. And but that's an important shita of the Marsha just to be aware of. We continue. Tani Rabbi Yishmael, Divrei Torah, Yesh Bohen Isser, the Yesh Bohen Heter. Right? Divrei Torah, there are Isurim, and there are Heter. Yesh Bohen Kuma, Yesh Bohen Chumrim. There are Kal Averos, and there are Chumr Averos. There's a whole list and hierarchy. Aval Divrei Sofrim Kulam Chamurim Heim. Divrei Sofrim, they're all Chumr. They are all stringent. I'll prove it to you. And we'll get back to that. Teidalacha, Shehu Kain. I'll prove to you that it's correct. Detanin and Taman, because we learned in the Mishnah and Mesechah Sanhedrin. Ha'omer ein tfilin la'aral divrei Torah. What's the context? Zakin Mamre. Remember Zakin Mamre? One of the great Sanhedrin that was outvoted by the by his colleagues. And the Charedim says, Gabi Zakin Mamre, I'll be Bezdin. Right, and if there's a psak, what if one of the rabbis gets up and says, "There's no such thing as tefillin." Right, that's not a zakin mamre, because open up a chumash, you'll see. Right, that's not called a psak. That's not called a hora'ah, because that's simple. That's what's called zilkari beirav. Just open up a chumash. That doesn't have the status of a hora'ah. So if somebody says ain't tefillin la'aral divrei Torah potter, but if somebody says chamesh totafos losif al divrei sofrim, somebody says five parshios in the tefillin, right, to violate the Torah shebal peh. And again, I'm going back and forth. Torah Shabbat Peh, Drabanan, they're not the same thing, but we're putting them together for now. Chayiv. But he's Chayiv. So, in a sense, you see there's a Chumrah. Even though, one of the Magid Taluma, right, the B'nai Yisrael Sefer says, it's not really a parallel, this is a detail in Hilchas Zakin Mamre. But we're using it to reflect a certain stringency. But the Gemara says here, interestingly, it lumps all the Dinim Drabanan together. They're all Chumrah. This might be similar to a Meshachachma that we've mentioned often in many Shirim, and that's the Meshachachma that defends the Rambam Shita about Lo Sasur. There's a question, the Meshachachma in Parsha Shoftim. The Meshachachma has a couple of major theses in Parsha Shoftim. There are a couple of Parshias where the Meshachachma is, every Parsha is unbelievable. I shouldn't say that there's any that's not. But Parsha Shoftim is extremely basic, some of his ideas. So there he's explaining the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, and this is something to talk about in these sugyas, every time somebody violates an Issa D'Rabbanan, they're also violating an Issa D'Oraisa of not listening to the Rabbanan. The Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. The Torah says, I'm not allowed to swerve. Lo sasur. I can't turn away. So every time I do turn away, every time I violate a D'Rabbanan, I'm violating a D'Oraisa. So all the Achronim and the Rishonim already, the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says this in a few places, so it's not like he just said it once. So how could there ever be any difference between Drabanans and Daraisas? If every time you violate a Drabanan, you violate a Daraisa, so what about Savi Drabanan Lakula? Savi Daraisa Lachumra? How do you have that principle? How do you ever have differences between Drabanans and Daraisas? That's the Kasha. So the Ramban in one line suggests, and maybe it's this, but he doesn't focus on it. But that's the answer that most Achronim give. The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, and also the Meshech Chachma, each in their own way of saying it. And that is, the Meshech Chachma writes, the dinim d'oraisa are inherently true and eternal. And let's say, if it's a losa, say poisonous, right? Pig is poisonous for the neshama. Basav achalav is poisonous for the neshama. When the rabbanan make a rule, is that inherently true and eternal and cheftza oriented? No. No, it could be in 100 years from now, a greater bezel will come along and change it and say just the opposite. The point of dinim d'rabbanan is that the Rabbanan said it. Right? That's the key by Dinim D'Rabbanan. Right? And that's the mitzvah, to listen to the Rabbanan. And he gives a mashal, Mored B'malchus. Right? The king wants to build a highway through a backyard, and if the person doesn't listen, Chayim Misa. Does Hashem really care whether this road goes through the backyard? Hashem doesn't care, but he wants you to listen to the king. Mored B'malchus. And whatever, it's not about the content of what the king says, it's that the king said it. And therefore you have to listen. So the Meshech Chachma says, Man Malchi Rabbanan, there's a connection between the Rabbanan and the kings. So the point is to listen to the Rabbanan. As long as I'm not violating what the Rabbanan said, I'm okay, because it's not about suffik poison. So the second that it's suffik, Mimelid falls away. Because violating a suffik is not going against the Rabbanan. So basically, to use the words of some Achronim, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. When you violate a Vade Drabanan, you violate a Vade Daraisa. But the second that it's a Safek Drabanan, it falls away. It doesn't exist. That's why Safek Drabanan Lakula. It doesn't exist because it's not called a Mered against the Rabbanan in that case. But if you have that type of approach, basically all the Rabbanans are one idea. So that's the impression that you get a little bit from this line in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Abel Dibri Sofrim Kulam Chamurim Heim. Right, they're all one package. They're all chamur. Right, that's the idea that's reflected. But these are important lines relating to Dinim Drabanam / Torah Sheval Peh. Rabbi Chananya Berei Drav Ada B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum Bar Rabbi Chia Chamurim Divrei Zakenim Divrei Neviim. Similar, the Divrei Zakenim, the words of the Rabbanan are even greater in a certain sense from the words of the prophets, the Neviim. Dechsiv, because the pasuk says Al Tatifu Yatifun. Right, do not altativa tifun. Right, the Charedim also knew that. We don't know Tanakh so well, so he says b'micha. This is a pasuk in Micha, and he quotes the Radak. But this is a pasuk in Micha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Micha, you know, stop giving them mussar; they're not listening anyway. Al tatifu yatifun. Stop preaching. Al yatifu la'ela. Don't preach to them. Lo yisa klimos. Don't. You'll just be embarrassed. You'll just be misbayish. They're not going to listen to you. V'ksev atif l'cha l'yayim v'sheichar. If you talk about wine and beer, that they'll listen to. That they'll listen to. So there comes a certain time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell the Navi not to say, not to stop giving your nevuah. He will never tell the Rabbanan to stop making laws. He will never tell the Rabbanan to stop worrying about the behavior of Klal Yisrael. So in a certain sense, that's what Rabbi Chananya says, Chamurim divrei zakenim mi divrei neviim. Navi v'zaken, and one final element relating to this comparison. Navi v'zaken, l'mayin domin. A prophet, a Navi, and a Zakein. What are they compared to? L'melech shesholeach shnei pal matrin shalo l'medina. A king who sends two of his officers to the country. Al echan mehem kasav im eino mar. And one of them he announces about. Im eino mar lachem chosem shali v'sman tirin shali. If this representative of mine doesn't show you my signet and my letter of approval, al taminilo, don't believe him. Don't believe that he's talking in my name. And one of them he says, whatever he says, listen to. Even though he doesn't show you any signet, believe him without it. Right? So that's the mashal. What's the nimshal? By a navi, only if he shows you a miraculous sign. Right? That's when you have to believe him. Right? Wait. Again, he has to have a background. He has to be a proven chacham and a tzaddik. But he also has to have a sign. Bram hacha, apiyatora shayirucha. But regarding a rav, once he's proven to be a tzaddik, he doesn't need any miracles. Apiyatora shayirucha. He will show you and teach you the Torah, and therefore there is no need to for any miracles. So that is all a couple of ma'amare chazal that the Rishalmi tells us relating to the importance of A, derabanans, and B, Torah shebal peh. And that comes out of Shitas Beis Hillel. The importance of Shitas Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, which how they interpret B'shiftecha B'Beisecha U'V'lechtecha V'Aderech. So now we get back to what I mentioned in passing yesterday. Hada de Tamar, when did this whole discussion take place that you can't go like Beis Shammai? Mishayatzas Baskol. After the Baskol. Which Baskol? Ervin Yud Gimel. In the Bavli, right? What is the Baskol? The Gemara says, Shalosh Shanim, for years and years they were arguing, who should the halacha be like? Who should the halacha be like? Until the Baskol goes out and says, halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. Right? The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Right? We're going to get a version of that right here coming up. But we're familiar with it from Erevin Yud Gimel, but it's going to be here, right here, Brachas Yud Beis. Hada the same Rabbi Shias' Baskol. This is before the Baskol. Once the Baskol went out, then Beis Shammai is totally rejected. Aval ad shelo yatzas Baskol. But before the Baskol went out, Kol Arotze. We'll read Ar Girsa. Lahachmir al atzma v'lino kachumre Beis Shammai ukachumre Beis Hillel. You get more flexibility. You want to be machmer like both shitas? Okay, that's not smart, but you're not chayim misa. Al zenemar k'zil b'choshech olef. That's foolish. It's foolish to just go around chumra shopping. Kekule elu ve'elu, and if you're kula shop, nikra rasha. That's a rasha, right? You got to be consistent. Ela ika kule ugu chumre didain. You could choose the kulas and the chumras of one. Ika kule v'chumre didain, right? You could choose the kulas and the chumras of another. But that was pre-Baskol. But how did the Tamer Achal Yatzas Basko? Aval Mishiyatzas Basko La'ola Malacha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. The Halacha is like Beis Hillel, but Chala Over Adivrei Beis Hillel Chayav Misa. Because now Basko. This doesn't mean that every time you go against. I mean, it partially does mean when you go against the Dinim Drabanan. But there's a special place in Chazal for the rejectedness, so to speak, of Beis Shammai. Right? The Gemara says, Beis Shammai B'chan Beis Hillel Eino Mishnah. It's not even a Das Yachid. You won't even count it as a rejected Shita. Because the Basko totally rejected it. And here we have the Chazal. Tani Yatzas Basko V'yamra. Elu V'elu D'ir V'yelukim Chayim Aval Halacha K'divrei Beis Hillel. Elu V'elu? You're both right, so to speak. These and these are the words of the living God. B'shem Beis Hillel, but the Halacha is like Beis Hillel. So the Yerushalmi does not continue with what the Bavli has in Erev and Yud Gimel, where the Bavli asks, so why was Beis Hillel Zochet to have the Halacha Nikva like them? Right? If it's Elu Ve'elu, Debri Elokim Chaim, so that's where the Bavli has the explanation of Mibnei Mazach Beis Hillel Kvoch Halacha Kamosim, Mibnei Shenochin Va'aluvin Hayu. Because they don't hold themselves so high. Right? They are humble. Vishonin Devrayim V'Devrei Beis Shammai. And they also study Beis Shammai's words. They don't only say their own words. They study Beis Shammai's words. And they're makdin. They even study Beis Shammai's words first. Again, the Mefarshim explained. This doesn't just mean that, oh, they have nice midos. And therefore, they could get the halacha. But it's that they studied the other shita. And they still had the conviction to paskin like their shita. That must be, you know, a halacha that we could paskin like. Oh. There's a big discussion in the Rishonin, Tosfos, and all the places where this stuff Baskol Sugya comes up, asks, so we paskin like this Baskol halacha kebeis Hillel. There's another famous Baskol that we don't paskin like. And that's Tanur Shalach Noi, right? But Metzia Nuntes, right? The Tanur, right? The Machlokes about a detail in Taharos, about the barrel, and Tanur Shalach Noi. Rabbi Lazar says this halacha, Rabbi Shua says this, oh, Machlokes, Rabbi Lazar says if I'm right, the walls of the base medrash are going to show that I'm right, and the water, and the tree, and finally, heaven. The Basko goes out. Halacha Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Shua stands up and says, lo b'shamayim. So why don't we say lo b'shamayim here? Why? What's the difference between the Basko of Beis Hillel and the Basko of Rabbi Lazar? So that's what Tosfos asks in a few places in Shas. If you look in Bamitzia, right, Bamitzia there, New Testament base, Tosfos asks this question, Lo Bashamayimi, Vada Amar Perakamati Yavamas Halachaka Beis Hillel. Why? Because there the Basko went with the Rove. It went with the Rove, the majority. Here the Basko in Bamitzia went against the Rove. Which is a beautiful answer, but like, so you don't need the Baskol, you'd follow the Rove anyway, right? Achar Rav Mahatos. But that's number one. Or number two, Va'od, the Lo Bashamayim Baskol, that wasn't a real Baskol. That was basically a forced Baskol from Rav Elazar. And it was L'chavet Rav Elazar. You want to embarrass him, right? We find Baskols going at L'chavet Rav Elazar, right? Remember, there's another Baskol. In Tainis Daf Chafei, the Gemara says, remember Rav Elazar, Rabbi Akiva was davening for the rain, and Rabbi Elazar davens for an hour. Doesn't rain. Rabbi Akiva goes and says, Hashem, please make it rain. One pasuk, and it starts pouring. Right? And everybody started talking about it. I guess Rabbi Elazar is not such a big tzaddik. And the Basko goes out and says, Lo mibidushim zeh godem yizeh. Not because this is greater than this one. Ela mibidushim zeh ma'avrel midosav. Vezeh ena ma'avrel midosav. But you see, that's another Basko that goes out l'kavod Rabbi Elazar. So that wasn't a real Basko. Okay, but there's other answers to the question. But that's, there's a lot. We could have a whole shiur on Elu ve'elu. But we will leave that for now. Says the Gemara, finishing up. Eichan yatzas Basko. Where'd the Basko go out? Unusual question. Where does Basko go out from? Rabbi Amar Mishir Rabbi Yochanan, Biyavne Yotzes Baskol. It went out in Yavne. Went out in Yavne. What exactly is the message of that? That's where the Sanhedrin was, right? Twice, if you remember from Rosh Hashanah, all the different places that the Sanhedrin went. Okay, fine. Halacha Hey, Mishnah. B'shachar Mevarach Shtayim Lofanei Halachas Dacharecha. Now we finally get into Birchos Kriya Shema. We've spoken about Kriya Shema, night and morning. And now Birchos Kriya Shema. In the morning we made two brachas before Shema and one bracha after Shema. Right? That's what we do. Right? Yotzer HaMa'oros and Ahava Rabba before and one afterwards Gaal Yisrael. Uba Erev Mavarach Shtayim Lofanehu Shem Lacharei. And at night we make two brachas. Two before Hamarev Aravim and Avas Olam. And afterwards we have two as well. Gaal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. Achaz Arucha V'achaz Kitzara. One is long, one is short. Various pshatim in the Rishonim. What does that mean? We'll just take the pashup shot for now. One a more lengthy bracha, one a shorter bracha. Talking about the two
after the Shtayim Lachareha. Right, the Vemuna Kozos is longer and Hashkivenu is shorter. Makom Sha'amu Laharech Ene Rishay Lakatzer, Lakatzer Ene Rishay Laharech. We have to follow exactly what Chazal told us to do. Lachtom Ene Rishay Shalom. Lachtom, where Chazal told us to end off with Baruch Atah Hashem, we're not allowed to not end off that way. Shalom Lachtom Ene Rishay Lachtom. Fine. So altogether, there are 7 Birchos Kriyashma. 3 in the morning and 4 at night. We're not counting Baruch Hashem La'olam. That was a later tefillah added in Bizman HaGaonim, which Tosas talks about in Maseches Brachos. Reb Simon B'Shem Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman. Al Shem. Why are there 7, but not only specifically 7, why are there 4 at night and 3 by day? Al Shem V'Hagisa Bo Yom HaValayla. Because the pasuk tells us, V'Hagisa Bo Yom HaValayla, right, you would think that sounds like a Torah pasuk, that's a pasuk in Yehoshua, right, you shall toil in a day and night, Sh'tei HaGoyas HaYom V'Halayla Shavin. We want the day and the night to be equal. So, in what way? Well, the third parsha of Kriya Shema is really tzitzis, and tzitzis is not balayla. It's only bayom. So therefore, there's one parsha that we don't really have to say. The tzitzis part of it. So there's only 2 paragraphs of Kriya Shema really at night. So that's why we add in 4, right, 2 and 2, to make it equal to the daytime, where you can have an extra parsha of tzitzis. This is discussed at length. You quote the Haredim here, quotes a tshuva of the Rashba. Uba erev. You look at the skinny lines. Uba erev shein kanel shnei parshio. So sifu bracha revius kdei lahashvos hagoyas laila liyom shiugam balaila sheish. Okay, that's why it has to be equal. But now why 7? Rabbi Yosi bar Avin b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi al shem sheva b'yom ilal ticha al mishpatei tzedkecha. Right, the pasuk says in Tehillim, I think, sheva b'yom, sheva, 7. We praise Hashem. Rav Nachman b'shem Rabbi Mani kol ha'makayim sheva b'yom hilal ticha kilukiyim b'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. Whoever fulfills the sheva b'yom hilal ticha, the birchas kriyashma, is ke'ilu he fulfilled v'hagisa b'yom v'alayla. What's the connection between Birchas Kriyashma and Talmud Torah? So the Haredim quotes the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph talks about the importance of saying Birchas HaTorah. Right? One of the reasons that the Churban took place, remember that Gemara, Shalom Birchu BaTorah Tchila. So just like here, the importance, if I take Shema, and I give Shema such chashivus, that I say brachas before Kriyashma, so too that connects to my chashivas of Torah, I say brachas before I learn Torah. Remember the Ran there, that's a top 10 Ran in Nedarim, on that Payalach where he quotes, what's the godless of brachas HaTorah? Why didn't they say brachas HaTorah? That's where the Ran quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that Torah wasn't chashiv in their eyes in order to make a bracha on it. Right, you make a bracha on things that you know are chashuv. If it's not chashuv, you don't make a bracha. There's a lot to discuss there, but that is the, right, maybe we'll just squeeze it in. The Beis HaLevi on that Gemara. Right, Shlo Berchu Batara Tchila. So the Beis HaLevi puts together 2 Gemaras and, has a beautiful thought. Beis HaLevi says there are 2, there's a Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Beis, you only make a bracha on the final stage of doing a mitzvah. The final stage of doing a mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. We spoke about this recently, right? You don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on the beged. You only make a bracha on wearing the tzitzis. You don't make a bracha, we paskin, on building the sukkah, on cutting the horn off the ram. You only make a bracha the final stage of the mitzvah. That's what we paskin. Asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Step 1. Step 2 says the Beis HaLevi. There are 2 parts of 2 types of Talmud Torah. This Talmud Lomon Amanas Lasos, like we just had in the Daf, to learn in order to know what to do. But then there's Lomod Lishma, just to learn and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Says the Beis HaLevi, they didn't make Birchat HaTorah. Why? Because they only believed in type 1 of Torah. Nothing special about learning Torah. It's just about to know how to do the mitzvahs. And therefore they didn't make a bracha because you don't make a bracha unless it's the final stage. And asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. They didn't appreciate the chashivas of just learning, per se. Shelo berchu b'Torah tchila. Because they didn't realize the aspect of Talmud Torah l'shma, that Torah just brings us close to Hashem, even without the aspect of lasos. But that's again related to this line, which the Haredim brings in that Gemara, comparing, making, saying Birchas Kriyashma and saying Birchas HaTorah. Weiter. Mibnei ma korin shtei parashas halolu b'chol yom. Why do we say these 2? Shema v'ahavta and v'ayim shema. Why do we say these 2 every single day? What's the question? What about the other one? Says the Charedim Bishlam, I understand why we would say the third Parsha. Parsha Tzitzit to do with Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say that. But what about Kriya Shema, Rebbe Levi, Rebbe Simon? Rebbe Simon, Amar Rebbe Deisha Kasav, and Shechiva Vakima. It says, U'Bishach Bacha U'Bekumecha in these paragraphs. So that means you have to say it. B'Shach Bacha U'Bekumecha. Rebbe Levi Amar. And this will have to continue tomorrow because this stops in the middle. Mipnei, amazing Chazal, Sha'aseres Hadibros Klulin Bahen. If you look at Shema very carefully, we will find all of the Aseres Hadibros in Shema. In Shema. So it starts with today's daf and it continues with the next. Let's just do a little bit here. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Right? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Lo yielacha lohem achirim al panai. Avodah Zara, Hashem Echad. Lo sisa, Hashem al Hashem alakecha lashav. Lo sisa, do not bear God's name in vain. V'yahavtas Hashem alakecha. Love Hashem. Why? Man derachim malke. If somebody loves the king, lo lishtava b'shmei u'mashaker. They won't swear falsely in their name. So far, so good. Zochar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho, l'ma'an tizkeru. Remember Shabbos? Laman Tizkeru, and what about Laman Tizkeru? Rebbe Omer, Zu Mitzvah Shabbos, Shehi Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvosecha Shol Torah. Laman Tizkeru, if I see them as Kol Mitzvosai, is not just the context where it is Tzitzis, but also Shabbos is connected to all the mitzvahs. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Veshabbos Kodshecha Hodata Lahem, U Mitzvos Vechukim B'Torah, Tzivisa V'Gomar. Lahodiacha Shehi Shkula Keneged Mitzvosecha Shol Torah. So right here we have Tzitzis is connected Kol HaTorah, and Shabbos is connected. So in the back, one of the Achronim, the Sefer L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim. The Sefer L'Chaim B'Yerushalayim discusses why Dafka is Shabbos hinted to in the Parsha of Tzitzis. Why is that appropriate? And so he says, Nira Lassis Tam, Lama Bab Mitzvah Shabbos B'Mitzvah Tzitzis. Lirmoz, because Habizar K'Mitzvah Kala K'Vachamura, it says in Pirkei Avos. The Mitzvahs Kalos and Mitzvahs Chamuros. But to be careful with all the Mitzvahs, and also in the ones in between. So we pick Shabbos, which is a mitzvah chamura according to Chazal. We pick tzitzis, which is a mitzvah kala according to Chazal. And we put them both in there. And Ani Hashem Alakechem Asher Atzeisi Eschem, right? And Arichas Yomim. But the mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuros, we have to be zahir and zariz in doing all of the mitzvahs, me'akau el hachamur. And that's why Dafka Shabbos is alluded to in tzitzis. Okay, we're in the middle. We're in the middle of the Aseres HaDibros. But we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue next time.